as the Lord may be pleased to help us, I would direct you once more to Psalm 22 and the first verse. Psalm 22 and the first verse. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me, and from the words of my roaring? This morning we tried, we trust by the Blessed Spirit to consider the blessedness of having this God as our God. And we tried, as helped, to trace out one or two instances in the life of a child of God where they are brought by the Spirit in exercise to feel their need of their God. And we spoke of the work of the Spirit in bringing us to seek for the manifestation of the work of grace in the soul. And this evening, as the Lord shall be pleased to help us, we would continue it in this way. Why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? You see, dear friends, there are various reasons whereby the Lord will cause his people to feel to be forsaken. We tried to speak a little of the Lord Jesus upon the cross this morning, but we want now to take it a little further. The Lord brings us to feel and see his hatred towards sin. Why hast thou forsaken me? David, why has the Lord forsaken you? Because you have numbered the people, and I told you not to. Have faith, David, to believe that those that are given to you are given by my hand. You've no need to number the people. And that is disobedience to God's Holy Word. David, You say the Lord has forsaken you. Well, dear friend, in David's sin with Bathsheba, he wasn't worried about that, was he, when he was walking in his sin? But as soon as the prophet Nathan came, then he was in trouble. Jonah, the Lord has forsaken you. Why? Because you're walking in disobedience. You're going in the opposite way to the way that I have commanded to you. Oh, there was much need for Jonah to be brought back. There was so much need for David to be brought back. But you see, dear friends, if we walk in disobedience to the known will of God, the Lord will feelingly forsake us. What about Ephraim? Let him alone. Let him alone. He's tied up with thy idols, forsaken by his God, apparently. Have you got an idol, dear friend? That takes your heart. We shall not prosper if we have idols, dear friend. We shall not have the smile of God upon us if we have idols. Now, David, why hast thou forsaken me? And a poor sinner is brought to this place. Lord, is it because I am walking disobediently to thee and before thee? Is it because there is some a sin which I have not been unable to repent on about? I know repentance comes from God. I know that. But you see, the evils of our heart are such, we hide up some of them, don't we? We don't want to get that taken away. We don't want to mention those. Dear friend, in this pathway you'll be brought before God to confess every sin. Every sin. And that's why the Lord will forsake you, to bring, feelingly, that is, to bring you to his feet, seeking for repentance on account of every sin. You say to me, I can't remember all the sins that I've ever committed. The Blessed Spirit will so work in you, dear friend, you'll confess everything. Because you'll ask him that he will pardon every sin. And don't leave one thing, Lord, in my heart that offends thee. You see, this path, dear friends, will make you honest before God. Why hast thou forsaken me? Because of sin. And you'll feel it. You'll mourn over it. You'll have to plead before God. Lord, pardon mine iniquity. The whole lot of it. For it is great. Not some sins. Every sin. You see, God puts away sin, all of it, not certain sins, sin, and you'll plea for that, Lord, pardon sin in my heart. Blessed place to be brought to, dear friend, and I believe the Lord's people are brought there because of this path that the Lord will bring you to, feelingly, that the Lord has forgotten you, forsaken you. What is this? There is an effect, isn't there? In there. This is the way that the Lord will humble. I often speak to my own people for the grace, the need of humility, pride, that hideous monster pride. It gets everywhere, doesn't it? And it is in everything. But you see, when a poor sinner is brought to this place, wilt thou be favourable no more? Is thy mercy clean gone forever? The psalmist knew this. Job knew it. Jeremiah knew it. But you see, this grace of humility is given. Lord, deal with me as thou seest I need. As I said this morning, deal with me, Lord, whatever it may cost me, but deal with me. Deal with me as a son, as a daughter. The desire here is, Lord, don't leave me out. Don't leave me out. Lord, I'll take the lowest room in heaven if there is but a little space for me. This is the work and the effect of this text in the psalm. Why art thou so far from helping me? Well, dear friend, have you got a special need this night? Have you got something which is a burden to you? We spoke of sin this morning. That may be your burden at this time. I wish that it were so all the time, but specially. David knew it. Peter knew it, the burden of iniquity. why art thou so far from helping me? Lord, I do so desire to feel pardoning love in my soul. Lord, it's an easy thing for thee to pardon my sin and set me free. Lord, wilt thou not come and speak peace and pardon into my soul? Is that your desire, dear friend? If that is your desire by the Holy Spirit, he's going to come. Yes, he will. You read that 107th Psalm. He brings them out of their distresses. But you see, dear friends, there's an appointed time. And we must remember this, that God has a gracious discipline. Those of you that have children, do you give your children everything that they desire just because they ask for it? If you do, you're a bad parent. But you'll give them that which is necessary, that which is proper. Of course you will. Dear younger friends, and I would be homely about this, you might say that you would like some sweets all the day, but they're not good for you. Occasionally, yes. Now there's a blessed discipline in God's work, and that discipline we have to learn, that it is his way. Why art thou so far from helping me? Because it's not the time. What about Abraham? Abraham got it impatient, didn't he? And so did his wife. But what was it God honouring? God overruled it. And Abraham said unto the Lord, oh, that Ishmael might stand or walk before thee. You see, and then the Lord gave Abraham a promise. But you see, that sin, and it was a sin, of Abraham and Sarah, we have the effect of that today. You say, in what way? Between the Arabs and the Jews. You'll never, whatever man does, they will never be reconciled. As people, they will be reconciled in grace if they're right characters. Oh yes, they will. But as a people, they'll never be reconciled. Today we have the sin of Abraham before us. But with Abraham, you see, we get to this point, don't we? Well, the Lord is not going to come. He's promised to come. And unbelief comes in. And the devil will come in and say, you were mistaken. It was not as you thought it was. Give it up. Give it up. That's what the devil says. You see, the devil is just in everything. He desires to undermine and destroy the Lord's people. He seeks to destroy Christ's work. Oh, how much we need to pray against the activities of Satan. And that's what Satan says. And what did the Jews say before the Lord Jesus? He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. And then you have to pray, don't you? For that great blessing. For faith to believe. Faith to go on. Faith to follow. And this will bring, dear friends, you to that place. Lord, give me faith to believe. Faith to believe that thou canst help me and that thou wilt help me. Well, dear friends, are you in trouble tonight? Something which is a heavy burden to you? And this burden is getting heavier. Why art thou so far from helping me? Dear friend, if only you could say, the Lord is by your side. Just as God the Father was by the side of his beloved Son when he suffered upon the cross. He hid his Son. That is, the Father hid his face for a moment. He could not look upon that sin which Christ took. He was made sin for his people. And that moment, God could not even look upon his beloved Son. Just for a moment. Well, friend, you may well be in this place this evening. Thou art far. Why art thou so far from helping me? Now this is feelingly. He sees, dear friends, your need. He sees where you are. He sees what you will be brought into. And he will show you what he will bring you out of. Is there something very special to you? You want the Lord's guidance, direction? Now, it may be something like this. And I will put it in this way, with these words. Lord, thou hast exercised me in this matter. I desire to do thy will. I need thee to show me thy way. I desire, Lord, that thou shouldest be the author and the finisher of this exercise. Lord, I've carried it for many a day. I tried to bring it before thee in prayer. Lord, I carry it about with me. Lord, but thou art still silent to me. Lord, is this thy work? Lord, are these thy leadings? Lord, the time is getting short. I need an answer. Why art thou so far from helping me? Dear friends, he'll come, as I have said already. He'll come, but it'll be in his time. And when he does come, it'll be the right time, and it'll have a blessed end. I often think of that dear woman that brought her daughter to the Lord. She was in trouble. Her daughter was grievously afflicted. And we read there, as she came and told her case, we read this, that Jesus answered her not a word. Why was that? Because she hadn't opened her whole heart. That's why. Why do you think there was a delay in the case of Hannah? Because she had to come to this place. Lord, if thou dost give me a son, I'll give him to you. That's what she was saying in essence. And that's where we have to come, dear friend. In these places, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I don't want any praise, any glory to myself. Lord, get to thyself glory and honor in this matter. Nothing for me, Lord, but do hear me. Do come. This is the teaching of humility, tenderness, by the Spirit. Why art thou so far from helping me? Well, you see, that dear woman with her daughter, she didn't get her answer when she thought, did she? What a suspense there must have been. He answered her not a word. Will he grant it? Will he send me away? No, no. He'll grant you that request because it's put in your heart to plead for it. But he will have all the glory. Yes, he will. And when he brings this to pass, that you're so exercised in, you'll give him all the glory. You'll be able to say from the whole heart, Lord, thou didst it all. Lord, it was thy work. And you'll feel, dear friend, to be the vilest sinner out of hell. Yes, you will. The most unworthy when the Lord does bless you. Why art thou so far from helping me? And then another reason. We're so independent as creatures. I don't know how it is with you, but you know, if I could manage all things that come upon me, if I could manage them on my own, I wouldn't call upon God. Oh, what a confession to make. But that's what's in my heart, dear friend. How necessary these places, these afflictions, these burdens, how necessary are they? To bring us to see the worth and merit of a dear Redeemer. Why do you need, what do you desire before anything else tonight? This exercise that is upon you, is that the first thing? So that you can live a little more comfortably. Is that the first thing? Well, I believe the Lord does look into our hearts, and we would have to say this. Yes, we're perplexed. We're perplexed with all these things. But there's one thing that is needful, and I feel the need of it. That I may know that my name is written in heaven. That Christ came to suffer, bleed, and die for my sins. And that my treasure is above. Now when you come to that, dear friend, you'll be made willing to to wait the Lord's time. If you have that tender fear in the heart, that is the desire for that right thing, that desire to be made right and kept right, you'll be made willing too, dear friend, to wait his time. And all these things, and the time is nearly gone, and from the words of my warning, but you see, all these other things are to show you the worth of Christ. The hymn writer says, I can't remember the words. No, I must leave that. But, you see, to feel the worth of Christ in everything, not just things, one thing, not on a few things, it's everything, dear friend. And this will be in the heart, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Lord, I cannot live without thee. Lord, I need daily strength. I need thee. I need to feel thee near. I need thee to hold my right hand. But now thou art gone. Lord, I need patience, love, faith, hope. But Lord, thou art gone now. What must I do? You see, there's an urgency, isn't there? Lord, I need thee to direct me in all the way. But now thou art gone. Why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? Lord, I shall die. I shall die of a broken heart if thou dost not come. And it brings forth the love of Christ in the soul. Amen.
Help to conclude our service this evening with hymn 871. Happy the man that bears the stroke of his chastising God, nor stubbornly rejects his yoke, nor faints beneath his rod. Hymn 871.
desire to thank thee for thy goodness and thy mercy through another day. Lord, do bless all that has been thine and forgive all that is mine. Lord, do take us to our homes in peace and in safety. And may a little dew remain upon the branch.